This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for lectures, features, and radio shows. And now, here's Coy Barefoot.
Let's talk a little bit about water here in Central Virginia. Betty Mooney joins me live in studio, along with former city councilor Kevin Lynch. And y'all represent a new group that has been formed here in Central Virginia called Citizens for a Sustainable Water Plan. And it's online at sevillewater.info. Again, that's sevillewater.info. Betty, tell us why this group. Who is this group and why y'all got together?
This group has been meeting for a while. It includes a number of people who've been involved with water planning for a very long time, one being Francis Fife, who is a former director of the Ravana Water and Sewer Authority Board, a former mayor of the city of Charlottesville, John Conover, who's a former vice mayor of the city of Charlottesville, Dee Dee Smith, who is a former school board chairman and educational director of Ivy Creek Foundation, Joe Mooney, former school board chairman, Kevin Lynch, who's here with us, former city councilor, and I'm a former planning commissioner. And we got together because we feel, after much study, the permit, and this is something I think that the public needs to understand, that we really don't have a plan yet. What we have is a water board, the Ravana Water and Sewer Authority, that has applied for a permit to do work for a water plan that will be then decided upon by the community, but is not yet decided upon. In September of 2007, there was a public hearing to talk about the cost of that plan, $143 million. And I think that's when our group really got active, because when we saw the cost of the plan, we remembered that dredging of the South Fork Ravana Reservoir as a very important option for our community had been eliminated from this proposal because of its cost, which was no higher than what we're now facing. So we began to study the whole plan, read all the minutes. We hope that our website, which has been beautifully done, I think, by Dee Dee Smith, we'll fill in a lot of the information that people don't have. It's sevillewater.info, as you've said. But that's really why we don't think that the proposal or the permit document is really a sustainable plan for our community. We feel it may be financially way too expensive. We don't feel like it's the most environmentally friendly approach. And so that's really why we got together.
Kevin, Betty Mooney is with us. Thanks, Betty. She's the co-chairman of Citizens for a Sustainable Water Plan. Kevin, I don't remember voting for this. Was there a referendum at some point along the line that I missed? Because I don't remember voting for it. I'm also a little confused that they're applying for a permit to do work when the plan itself hasn't even been approved.
Well, the plan itself has been a work in progress, and it essentially is a Ravana plan created by Ravana's consultants, attorneys who aren't elected.
And when you say Ravana, you mean
Ravana the Water and Sewer Authority.
Our water board, basically.
Our water board.
Okay.
And they did bring that plan in an early inception of it in front of city council. I was on city council at the time. And I think there's a few things that we got to get straight. A lot of people talk about, you know, there's a plan, it's an approved plan, and therefore we must implement it. The state of Virginia requires us to have a 50-year plan as to where we're going to be getting supply for the next 50 years. And that's something that we've been working on since before 2000, before I got on council. It's gone through lots of different iterations. And at the time that it came in front of city council, we were talking about a staged implementation where the first thing that would happen would be Ragged Mountain Dam, which needs some repair, would be raised in phases. And myself and other counselors discussed that, saying, you know, that's one of the benefits that one of the things that we liked about where Ravana was going, at least circa 2006, compared to previous iterations, was that we had a plan that could be implemented and in stages as the need for water continues to increase, because this area is increasing in population. Give people a little bit of history on this. In 2002, we had a long community process that came up with 30-year plan that looked at expanding the South Fork Reservoir by putting a bladder on it. That was probably the cheapest plan this community ever saw, because that's a relatively inexpensive procedure to put a bladder, raise the dam by 4 feet, would have added close to 1 billion gallons to the South Fork Reservoir. And in fact, Ravana passed a big rate increase on to Charlottesville and Albemarle ratepayers in order to pay for that plan. They still haven't implemented any of it. They've been socking away money for the last 4 or 5 years and using that money mostly to pay consultants and engineers who have come up with two new plans in that time since 2003. The first one was to go down to the James River, build a big pipeline that would come up from the James River and bring all our water up from there. That created a big community outcry. That's not what we want to do. We want to keep our water local. I think everybody was in agreement on that. So after many more community meetings, again at the last minute, they came back and said, okay, we can build all the capacity we need at Ragged Mountain, and that will solve the problem. The problem that I have with that, and I think with that our group has with that, is as the plan currently exists, it contemplates letting the South Fork Ravana Reservoir just continue to sediment in so that it goes from being our largest water supply right now to just about nothing by 2050.
So that plan doesn't include any type of dredging?
No type of
dredging. At Sugar Hollow.
And what's interesting is, you know, Ravana will say, well, we looked at dredging and it was too expensive. They had a consultant, Gannett Fleming, who builds dams and pipelines and doesn't do any dredging at all, come in and say, that's too expensive. What you really want to build is a dam and a pipeline.
You really want to do what I do.
Exactly. Similarly to if I said, Coy, what do you think our best value for the advertising dollar is? You'd probably say radio.
Oh, you're darn right I would.
And so one of the first steps that our group would like to see happen is we need a second opinion on the dredging, because we think it could be done a lot more cheaply. And certainly if you want something to be done more cheaply, the first group that you ought to ask, or the first consultants you ought to ask, is somebody who knows how to do it and who
wants
to.
Ask a dredger and not a person who builds tunnel pipes.
Ask someone who wants to do it and who can do it.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the first step, because I don't think that we can allow the South Fork Reservoir to simply eutrophy. And Ravana has said, you know, we've brought this up, this criticism up, and they said, that's not our plan. Our plan is not to let it eutrophy. But yet, in every permit document that they've applied for, or every time they put together documentation, they show the eutrophication, the siltation of the South Fork. Their own analysis says it will be a fraction. It'll go from built volume of 1.7 billion gallons. It's now about 1.1 billion gallons, and it'll be down to 400 million by 2050. They're not going to do anything about it.
So it's the South Fork Reservoir is basically filling in.
It's filling in.
And there's nothing in their plan to do anything about that.
Nothing in their plans to either dredge it, or even if you don't dredge it, I think there's a lot that could be done to stop the silt from getting into it right at the beginning of it, basically trap the silt before it gets in there. But they're not really looking at that. Their consultants don't have an interest in looking at that.
We're talking with Betty Mooney and Kevin Lynch. They're with the Citizens for a Sustainable Water Plan. It's online at seavillewater.info. Betty, go ahead.
I want to just say there's a wonderful graph on our website that will show you visually the silting into the South Fork. It started at 1,700 million gallons in 1966. We're down to 1,100 million gallons now. And they project, if you look at the graph, it'll be down around 400, basically not able to be a water storage or part of our water supply. And the line keeps going down, and so it looks like it's going to go to zero, even though they say it won't, but they have no data to back that up.
Yeah.
So we say we're losing the South Fork Reservoir. We're also going to be losing the Sugar Hollow Reservoir as part of the water supply, which many people don't understand. And we're going to lose a fabulous wildlife area. 54,000 trees will be killed because they plan to build a 45-foot dam at Ragged Mountain Natural Area. And our other concern is safety. And I'll let Kevin say a little bit about
that. Well, let me ask you about this, because, Kevin, the thing that jumps out at me most here is it seems like this is America. We're supposed to be in charge, right? Not the consultants, not just a few people on a board. Where is the public input process in these decisions that are being made? Like I said at the top, I don't ever remember voting on a referendum for this. I don't remember the citizens saying, let's do move forward with that.
Well, that's entirely correct. And that's one of the frustrating things that I've run into on council is that Ravana is really a bureaucracy-driven organization. They are staffed by two staff from the city, Gary O'Connell and Judy Mueller. Their counterparts, Bob Tucker.
Yeah.
And it was Bill Brent. I forget who the new water guy is on the on the county side of that. And then they have one person who's appointed by city and county together to be the citizen. You know, there's one citizen appointee from the county and the city. That is Mike Gaffney. But none of those decisions that they make, they vote as a board, but city council does not set the policy, nor does the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. We try to direct our representatives, Gary and Judy, to take our concerns into account, but it's very difficult to do that. One thing that I've learned from being on council is that when you have a successful organization, the organization's going to want to grow. There's always going to be a built-in bias for growth. And so if somebody is not always there saying, do you really need these new things? Do you really need to be twice the size in 10 years than you are now? If you don't ask that, then it's just going to happen by default. And my concern is that's what's happening here. Ravana has got the income stream that they need. They've got the public sufficiently alarmed about water supply that they're willing to go along with just about anything. And they're planning to grow our water system, and which in itself I don't have a problem with, but they're doing so in a way that I think is really not sustainable
at all.
And they
keep raising our taxes. And I don't understand why you pointed out earlier they raise our taxes for something
Ravana's
they didn't
not
even
really,
do.
They're not raising our taxes. They're raising our water rates.
Yeah. Well, rates, taxes. Rates. It's money you got to pay.
It's
whatever
money,
you want to call it.
Right. It's,
you know,
it's costing us money.
I
got to
write a check for it.
It's
money
right.
I can't spend on my kids. You
that's
know?
Right. And the reason, again, you know, we raised the rates in 2003. It was ostensibly to build a bladder.
That they never did.
That they never did.
Yeah.
And now they'll say that, you know, that we can never get that approved because there's too many wetlands around the South Fork Reservoir, which were, of course, created by the reservoir in the first place. That we would have to be flooded. But no one actually ever tried to make it happen. You know, no one ever went and pushed the case with the regulators, simply said, well, the regulators won't approve that.
Well, then bring the rates back down if you're not going to do it.
Well, that's a...
well, and the other thing I think is that you ask about the public process. In the beginning of the process, all the groups that Ravana brought together from the public said, we want dredging. Dredging is going to happen. We have to dredge. This is a community resource. It's valuable. We can't just walk away from it.
And dredging, just so folks know what that means.
Right. That means to take the Ravana Reservoir back to its original water storage capacity.
Dig the sediment out of the bottom of the reservoir.
Right.
So that it will hold more water.
Right.
So that you don't have to build another
a
whole new reservoir somewhere else.
It's sustainable because it's preserving what you have. Our group passionately cares about taking care of what we have, not being part of the throwaway society, just get rid of what you've got and build something new.
Well, and not being supporting this growth for growth's sake on the part of the Ravana board.
Well, I wouldn't say it's just for growth's sake. They have to
repair.
Well, there's a repair that's needed to the Ragged Mountain, but also they have to set their plan according to Virginia requirements, which are lookout. I think it's the Weldon Cooper numbers that they use that say by 2050, the urban population will increase by 100,000. They don't get to say what we want the population to be. They're just told there's 100,000 more people coming. How are you going to build the water for them? Again, I think the water supply is something we have to do, but how we do it is very important. One problem that I have with the Ragged Mountain dam as it's construed right now, you know, Betty mentioned 45 foot dam. That's actually the increase in height of the dam. The total size, because there's a dam there now that's about 50 feet, it'll be about 100 feet when it's done. One of the problems I have with that is it brings the pool of water to the point where it will come under 64. It backs that reservoir up so much that now the reservoir extends under 64. You may remember when the bypass discussions were happening and all the county opponents were saying, we can't have the bypass that close to the reservoir because it will be within hundreds of yards of the reservoir. What if a truck turns over? What if somebody tries to interfere with this? And yet somehow that was a problem, yet somehow we can bring the reservoir to the highway. We can't have a highway near the reservoir.
So we're going to have our water supply right underneath the Interstate 64.
We're going to put our water supply right under 64. Now, I think we could, and there's some differences.
And it will be our only reservoir.
Yeah, that's a
problem. It's important to say that we have a robust, very good system right now where we have three
multiple reservoirs.
Right, where if you have a point of like contact, we have a problem, we're protected. Under this plan, we'll have one reservoir.
And they'll
under
just let
64.
The other ones sediment in and fill in.
Right. Yeah. And they'll say that's not their plan, but they'll also say, well, what's your plan? Well, it's nature's plan. It's not our plan. But that's what's going
to
happen.
We're talking with Betty Mooney and Kevin Lynch. Let's go to the phones. David's on line one. David, thanks for the call. Go right ahead.
Yes. I just have a comment, and that is I think this is certainly wonderful discussion, but I think it really would have hit the mark if you could have had the gentleman who is in charge of the Ravana Water and Sewer Authority there today so you could have some discussion with both sides of this issue.
I agree. Why don't we try to set that up?
Yeah, that would be great because I think there's some excellent points being made, but I think I'd also like to hear his, you know, their side of the story.
Absolutely.
In terms of, you know, answering some of these questions. But that's my only comment.
Thank you so much, David, and I agree 100%. And if y'all are amenable to this, then
sure.
We'll just try to set
I
this
think
up.
That'd be great. Yeah.
And have the representatives mm-hmm. of the board in. And at the end of the day, if I hear you right, you're saying we as a community need, number one, we need to be more involved in this process instead of just leaving it to paid consultants and just, you know, literally
right.
a handful of bureaucrats.
And
number
a few
two,
groups that have special interests.
Yeah.
A few groups.
And number two, we can do better than what they're doing.
We can do a lot better, and we can do a lot cheaper.
And we need a new study
of
dredging.
Well, I like the sound of that.
Well, and we need a dredging company to give us an estimate on what dredging would cost, because we don't know anything right now. We've had a dam building company that does dam building and pipelines. That's the only study we have about dredging. And so our group right now, our first goal is to get our officials to go forward with a study by an experienced, objective, independent dredging company.
Yeah, it would make sense that if somebody gives you an estimate, they give you an estimate for something that they do, that's their specialty, that they can deliver on, instead of somebody, you know, a body shop guy giving you an estimate on, you know, mowing your lawn. That doesn't make sense. Charles is on the line in Albemarle County. Charles, go ahead.
I was very pleased to hear the discussion of the fact that, not pleased that we are over 30% silted, but the fact that people would actually bring that up in conversation today, because during the water shortage about 4 years ago, all the references to where we were in capacity was based on the top elevation of the pool of water, not based on design criteria, on the fact that we weren't down at 50%. We were probably well below that when you factor in 30% siltation. And I think that's an issue that should not be forgotten, because it gives people false hope when somebody stands up and says, we have recovered. Well, we have not recovered to the extent that they want people to believe that we have.
Because the thing is filling in the first place.
Yes. I mean, if you've got 30% siltation, therefore, if you're at 50% of capacity, you actually could be way below 50. You could be at 35% of design criteria gallon capacity.
Right. I follow you.
Yeah, although I have to say it never got that bad. We never got to 50% capacity. I think we never used more than a third of our existing capacity, that existing capacity being the total volume that we have with the siltation factored in. We have in our system right now just a little bit under 2 billion gallons of capacity, but that does include that's looking at just the real water volume that we have.
So, Betty, real quick, when's the next meeting, or how can folks
hope people go to the website, because we'll keep all the meet. We have a wonderful timeline of every public meeting that's been held so far. People can read for themselves, they can educate themselves, and that's what we really want. We want them to know more so they can really get more involved in the process and ask for this dredging study.
Right. Why don't we have you all back in and we'll do sort of an extended conversation with some members of the Ravana board and really set aside a lot more time to talk about
that
this.
That sounds great.
Thanks
for having us here today.
A lot.
Betty Mooney and Kevin Lynch with Citizens for a Sustainable Water Plan online at seavillewater.info.
You've been listening to WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. The show is on the air Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. Join in on the show by calling 434-977-1070 or feel free to leave a comment on the show at seavillepodcast.com. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.